That's what got me interested in it, and I've loved it ever since. And so when the opportunity came up, I couldn't pass it up.
A new hire in the Haines Borough and a two-week training teaches people how to help those with chronic illnesses. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories after this. The National Transportation Safety Board has put forward a couple of recommendations to the U.S. Coast Guard related to the use of cell phones on board marine vessels. KDLG's Mike Mason has the details.
The NTSB is currently investigating a couple of collisions involving Coast Guard patrol boats where crew members on board were text messaging and holding cell phone conversations that the NTSB says were unrelated to the vessel operations. The first recommendation from the NTSB asked the Coast Guard to develop and implement national and local policies that address the use of cellular telephones and other wireless devices aboard Coast Guard vessels. In a statement, the NTSB noted that the risk associated with distractions from using wireless devices while operating motor vehicles are well known, and the Safety Board believes that the boating public and commercial marine industry should be reminded that similar risks may exist on the waters. The second recommendation put forward by the NTSB asked the Coast Guard to issue a safety advisory to the maritime industry that promotes awareness of the risks posed by the use of cellular telephones and other wireless devices while operating vessels. The recommendation also encourages the voluntary development of operational policies to address the risk. The probable cause of the two collisions that prompted the recommendations from the NTSB has not yet been determined. The first collision occurred in December of last year in Charleston, South Carolina, when a shore-based Coast Guard response vessel collided with a small passenger vessel, injuring 5 people. Later that month, a similar collision occurred in the San Diego Harbor. That collision resulted in 1 death and serious injuries to 4 passengers. On August the 11th, the Coast Guard issued a statement noting that it is reviewing the recommendations of the NTSB. Last month, the Coast Guard issued guidance to all of its personnel prohibiting the use of cell phones and other devices by operators of Coast Guard boats. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.
Hospice is a concept of caring for sick and dying people, focused on helping create the best possible quality of life before death. It traces back to medieval times, when hospice symbolized a place where travelers, sick, wounded, or dying, could find rest and comfort. These days, it's a sophisticated program of care offered to patients and families facing a life-threatening illness. And many of the people who make it happen in Haines are volunteers.
We are a unique hospice. When people think of hospices down south, they're usually professional services, meaning there's a paid nurse on staff, often a paid doctor on staff. In Haines, we're an all-volunteer hospice, and a bulk of what we do is provide like chore and respite services for folks in our bridge program. So they have needs that they're falling through the cracks in our community in terms of getting the help they need, maybe running errands or, you know, having their windows washed, or could their chair that they can't get out of be raised to a different height? And so Norm Blank comes in and jury-rigs something to help the chair work better. So it's kind of the range of services we provide is pretty wild.
Liz Morantz-Falvey works for the local Hospice of Haines, which has trained over 100 volunteers and has at least 20 active volunteers and 30 clients at this time. Every year, the nonprofit conducts an in-depth training for new interested volunteers.
We encourage anybody in the community to join in the training, even if you don't plan on being a hospice volunteer. It's just great information. You can use it, if people have a parent, an aging parent, and want to learn more about chronic illness and caregiving for elders, if you want to learn more about the grief process, just to learn more about Hospice of Haines and what services we provide, if you want to know what it's like when someone dies in Haines, the actual nuts and bolts of that. So we have about 6 different presenters.
This year, the 2-week training is in the fall instead of the spring. It starts September 20th and is a total of about 20 hours over 2 Monday evenings, 2 Wednesday evenings, and 2 half Saturdays.
So in 20 hours of this training is 20 hours. Some of the topics that are covered are, and who's covering them is pretty interesting. We have from Cornerstone Home Health, Bev McLaughlin and Deb Kemp come in one evening and give us tips on how to do like wheelchair transfers, how to move a person in bed, rolling over, etc. So that's a fun one. We actually have a hospital bed that everybody gets to practice on each other. And then Shannon McFeeters, who is our hospice volunteer coordinator, does a piece on family and community dynamics, because a lot of what volunteers do in home isn't just working with a client who's terminal. You know, we work with chronic illness as well. We have a main part of our program is our Bridge program.
Hospice of Haines doesn't only deal with terminal patients. There's a program that assists patients with chronic illness called the Bridge program that might include volunteers reading the newspaper to a blind person. Volunteer schedules are flexible and duties usually require about 2 hours a week, she says.
Beth McCready, who's the hospice director, adds a few pieces in there. She and Nancy Schnabel, president of the board, go over the sort of the history of hospice in general and background of Hospice of Haines. And Becky Malone, a nurse, does a great job introducing disease conditions. It's a small piece because our clients aren't expected to be experts on any given disease condition, but just a little background information on that. Al Badgley comes in and talks about home death in Haines and what's all involved with that. And let's see, I present several different pieces. I do the grief piece, where we talk about what grief looks like, and a piece on boundaries, and that's a lot. Volunteers need to really have a good handle on that. Robin Grace comes in and does a communication piece about tough questions and tough stuff that comes up.
To take part in hospice volunteer training, beginning Monday at the Reach office in Fort Seward, call Liz Morantz-Falvey with Hospice of Haines to register. Her number is 766-3645. Jeff Stout of Haines is the newest borough hire. He's filling the position vacated by Jerry Blood when he retired from the Haines Volunteer Fire Department. Stout was one of 3 finalists among 7 applicants for the EMT firefighter position. He was the only full-time Haines resident among the finalists and has past experience with the department.
I started with the fire department going on 8 years ago. So in December, I'll have 8 years in. And I was brought up here because my father-in-law has been a member a whole lot longer than that, and he's assistant fire chief and was fire chief before that. So that's what got me interested in it, and I've loved it ever since. And so when the opportunity came up, I couldn't pass it up.
Stout has his Firefighter 1 certification and begins work to obtain his Emergency Medical Technician certification this week.
And in the meantime, a lot of this job is maintenance and upkeep, making sure the trucks and the equipment's going to run when they need to run. And there's, you know, every year there seems to be more and more paperwork that needs to be done and tracking all sorts of things and all sorts of places that we have to report to, and the job entails a lot of that.
Jerry Blood retired from the position earlier this month after a decade on the job. The Hainesboro honored him in a reception late last month. Again, new hire, Jeff Stout.
Jerry's shoes are huge to fill. He's been here 10 years as an employee. He's been here double that as a volunteer, and all the ins and outs and little details, my head is definitely overflowing right now.
This is Tara Bicknell for KHNS Local News. You can listen to KHNS News anytime online at khns.org. Just click on the Listen tab for stories from the last week or go to archives for earlier stories.